Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell them God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God going to respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's going to happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Ah, Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Only do it. I ask you will. Let me quit. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it. You say morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God who's head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Women's Day, Thursday. The phenomenal woman of God, Pastor Beverly Joseph, will be on today. I'm super excited about what the Lord is going to do. Excuse me. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. South Korea, India, Ireland, Jamaica, United States, Canada, Brazil, Guyana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, and we just picked up in Portugal. Thank you guys for tuning in. Know that some of the countries that you can't openly praise God, know that Apostle and I and every other guest that comes on here is praying for you. You can't openly do it there, but know that we are praying and interceding on this side of the globe for you. Father, we ask you to come on the broadcast this morning. Have your way. Use the woman of God today in the name of Jesus. Work through her, less of her and more of you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, or if you want to speak to the guest that's coming on, press 1 and let me know. I will definitely add you in so you can speak to her, ask for prayer. I just want to hear a word today. Get your pen and papers together. I'm excited. There's a word from God for just you and I. Remember, don't lose hope. Keep pressing through. God is right there with you.
I will go to the is still for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. He walked with me, and I proclaim that he talks with me, and he keeps on telling me I am his own. He's the lifter of my head. I don't have to worry, I don't have to stress, cause he never failed me yet. You are the lifter, oh God, lifter of oh. Lifted me, you've lifted me, and I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Hey. When sickness struck my body and they said I never get well, you came and you healed me. I know you're the leader, lifter of my. Come on now, somebody lift your hands if you think you lift up. Can you lift your hands and give God praise? Come on, he's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me.
I sure would love to hear Tamala crap tack that. You're the lifter. Just stay right there. I'm going to give y'all signals. Just watch me. You're the lifter.
You're the lifter.
one more time. You're the lifter. Just stay right there. I know you just came through some stuff. And you look really good right now. You don't look like what you've been through. Would you sing to us how he brought you out of that place for you to be looking like that?
Jesus, you lifted my head. Oh, you've covered me, Jesus. You've kept me long. When I'm gone, I was at the end of my rope, Lord. You lifted me, Jesus. You're a burning barrel, you're a heavy load bearer. You're my everything, Jesus. When I can call on nobody, I can call on you, Jesus.
This morning to you guys to understand that continue to press through. Don't fold. It's time to apply pressure. Psalms 55 and 18, he has delivered my soul in peace from the battles that was against me, for there were many with me. Psalms 55 and 18 says, he delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. See, people don't want to admit when they're going through or they're having issues. They think that they can't be open, but sometimes you need to be open to let people understand that you're human as well. You're human too. Nobody's untouchable. I say this all the time. No one is untouchable for going through. No one's untouchable for having a bad day. That's a part of life. But just like the Bible said, a just man falls seven times. It's not about the many times that he fell. It's about the times he got back up. Okay, you fell. Pick yourself back up. Hold your head up. You're a child of a king. And don't you ever forget that. Hold on to that and never let that go. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
That sound that's inside of you. Come on. What a pretty shirt sound is he?
Time. Family, get your pen and paper together. The woman of God is on to you this phenomenal word from God just for you. In spite of what you went through last night nor this morning, get ready to hear this word. Pastor Joseph, are you there?
I'm here. How are you on this morning?
I'm blessed, woman of God. I'm blessed. The floor is
Amen.
Yours. And
Thank
I'm
you
excited.
So much.
And
yes, ma'am, I'm excited as well. I'm excited. Honor to you and Apostle Douglas. God bless each of you all. Thank you all for this opportunity. Honor to my own husband, Apostle Peter Joseph, from the HD Center. We just thank God for allowing us this opportunity to be before you. I promise I'll try not to be over my time. May give you some minutes back, but I am Pastor BJ, Pastor Beverly Joseph from the HD Center. We thank God for allowing us to be here just to share some things with you. This morning, we're going to just talk about mindset. Changing your mindset. So many times in this life and in our careers and in raising our family, we get to a point where as women and as men and as people of God, where we can't get to where we have gone because we've come, we need to be because we've become so complacent. Our mindset is like, this is just the way it is. So therefore, it is what it is. So, you know, we have to get to a place where we push past what we're feeling and we're pressing towards what God wants for us. So I'm going to give you 3 points of things that stop you from changing your mindset. I taught this message on the other day, and I was asking God, what do I tell the people? He said, I've given you mindset in this season. I'm getting ready for my women's conference, and it deals with the mindset as well, changing your mindset and being who you are and who God has called you to be. So many times we get caught up in what other people want us to be. I know for a long time I would not recognize my title as pastor because of the denomination I was raised in, and the people in that denomination don't honor women pastors. Now, you could be missionary, evangelist, or whatever, but they didn't honor women pastors, so I did not honor my own title and the position that God had placed me in. And then when I got the confidence to know where I fit and what God had called me to do, then I began to be comfortable in who I was. So let me give you 3 things that will stop you from fulfilling, that stops us from fulfilling the things that God wants us to have. So it's fear. Fear. We're so scared. We're so fearful of what other people say, what other people may think of us, what other people may do. We're just so fearful of somebody else's opinion. We're so fear, and another thing we're fearful of, we're scared of failure. Failure is a nice teacher. We don't win them all. We don't get it all. We don't do it all. Failure is a wonderful teacher. But in that failure, remember, I failed before like this, so let me try it a different way. We have to still continue to press. We got to still remember, I'm going to talk about pressing. I'm going to talk about pressing because so many times we get complacent. And we stop, and we don't do. I'm guilty. We don't do. We say, oh, we just can't make it happen. We just, it ain't going to happen for us. So we get complacent. So fear, false evidence appearing real, and it could take you out if you let it, because the false evidence, if it appears to be real and it's your reality in your mindset, oh, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I've been here. I've been there. I was this. I was a hoe. I was a pimp. I was a prostitute. I couldn't read. I wasn't in the top part of my class when in college. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. I was a C student. I was a D student. I was a B student. I was the baby girl of this, and nobody ever, you know, we get all of that caught up in our mind, and it sets a fear, and it stops us from doing the things that God wants us to do. Unpleasant, the definition is an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. An instance of this emotion, a state marked by this emotion, anxious concern, solitude. We go in a place, when we get in this place, we like to be left alone. We don't want to hear nothing. We don't want to hear nothing. We don't learn anything. Me, I stopped going to church. I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to. Don't tell me nothing about God at this point. Yes, the pastor, the first lady, the all of that. Yeah, don't tell me nothing about God at this point, because at this point I failed. I'm fearful to keep failing. I don't want to lose anything else. And loss is not a bad thing. People take loss as are you a failure? No. Loss is sometimes God removes things to take you into a different level, to give you the things that he really wants for you to have. So don't be fearful. Our second point is depression. I'm not going to take a poll today on how many of the saints or those that are saved have ever been through depression. Because when I was growing up, the saints didn't go through depression. The children didn't go through depression. You know, everything was seek God, ask God, pray. No, go get some help. We got to get past this mood disorder of depression that takes us into a solemn area in our life where we don't want to hear anything. It goes back to fear. Fear takes us into a solitude. Depression takes us into a place where I can't get up off my couch. I just want to eat all day. I'm going to the scripture. Just hold on. I'm going. Fear, depression. How many have ever been through a stage of depression where you feel like you just can't go no more? You just can't make it no more. You just done all you can, and nothing is ever good enough. Everything you do is terrible. Everything you do, somebody got something to say. Forget about what the naysayers got to say. Get yourself up and keep moving forward. Get yourself up and do something different. Get yourself up. Because we have to move forward in this life. Our third is procrastination. I told him on the other day when I was preaching this similar message, procrastination to me has become a sin, because we constantly say we're going to do stuff and we don't do it. So what are we doing? We're now lying to each other. You're lying to yourself, which is the worst lie you could tell. I'm going to do it next week. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it in 30 days. I think I'm going to get up and do it tomorrow. When I got ready to plan my women's conference, I kept saying, because I was so deep in a dark, depressed stage, but I knew that I had to get this women's conference up and going and moving and shaking and doing all the things that I needed to do, but I had no energy. And I kept saying, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to post a flyer tomorrow. For 3 months straight, I never post my ad. I never posted the flyer for the women's conference. I kept lying to myself. I was a procrastinator. And because I was lying to myself, I was sinning every day. Three points of changing your mindset. We're going to Philippians 2 and 5. Rebuild your mind. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. If we change our mindset, if we change who we are, But we have to change it in Christ. We can't change it and have nowhere else to go. We can't change it and don't have anything else to do. We can't. We have to change this mindset in the Word, in reading, in getting more information. We got to change this mindset by listening to the voice of God in prayer. We got to go down on our knees and say, God, what would you have me to do? Because a lot of times we get stuck. Our mindsets get stuck. Our ability gets stuck. So we get stuck. So now we have to say, God, what would you have for me to do? How do I move forward from this state of depression, from this fear, from this procrastination? It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, toddlers and infants, we have to change the way we think. Get ready to change the way we think. We got to change it in God. Because we can't change it in our own mind, because we ain't got enough sense to change it in our own mind. We don't have enough knowledge to change it in our own mind. If we could do it, we would never go through fear. We would never go through depression. We would never be a procrastinator if we can do it. So we need some help. Sometimes we got to step outside of what we know and who we know and go get some other kind of help so that we can focus on God. Yeah, Pastor Beverly said go get counseling. Pastor Beverly said, go talk to your spiritual parents. A lot of times people, you can't get no help because you're embarrassed. You're ashamed. You don't want to move forward. You're sick. These people can't know this about me. People don't know how to pray if you don't tell them. People don't know how to help you if you don't tell them what to do. People don't know what to think. They just think you just didn't fell out. Somebody told me out of sight, out of mind. So therefore, you have to go back to some of those saints that you trust. Don't tell everybody your business. You got to go back to some of those saints that you trust, and you got to ask them, tell them, this is how I feel. This is where I am. I don't know how to come out of this. What do I need to do? How do I react to this? I'm tired of being this way. I don't want to think like this. I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to eat myself into a frenzy. I don't want to starve myself into a frenzy. I don't know what to do. Help me. Say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus ain't walking around on this earth no more, so we can't meet him at the well. We can't meet him when he's drawing in the ground. We can't meet him. We have to go on our knees and seek the face of God. Number two, I'm moving. Focus. Frustration is clouding your purpose. Frustration is clouding your purpose. Colossians 3, 1-3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Let me tell you something. You got to learn how to focus. Number two is focus. Number one was rebuild your mindset. Number two was focus. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You got to seek Christ like never before in your life. You got to seek the face of God like never before. That's the only way we remain focused. We have to give focus on the things of God in order to move forward in our everyday natural life. We have to give focus on the things that pertains to where God wants to take us spiritually, so naturally we can move. Ladies and gentlemen, you ain't big enough nor bad enough to do this on your own. You got to give focus in God. And in getting focused in God, you got to shut your mouth. You got to learn how to shut your mouth. And in shutting your mouth, you're going to hear. So many times we're so busy running our mouth, and so many times that we're so busy doing the things that are unnecessary, focusing on things that are so unnecessary. I wonder what they're doing over there at that church. I wonder what they're doing over there in that family. I wonder what they think about me today. Who cares? Let's good focus. Think on those things which are above in Christ. Think on those things. Because this stuff here on earth is going to pass away. It's going to pass away. And you can't take, if you leave here, you can't take none of it with you. So let's change our focus. Let's change. We're still talking about mindset. We got to get focus in order to move forward in business, in order to move forward in church, in ministry. We got to move. We got to stay focused. We have to change our mindset. We have to rebuild our mind. How do you rebuild your mind? Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that question. You rebuild your mind in the Word of God. You rebuild your mind by education. You rebuild your mind about leaving the old things behind you and pressing towards the things that are of God and things that's going to better your life. You can't keep focusing on the past. You can't keep focusing on who molested you. You can't keep focused on the church that hurt you. The people in the church that hurt you, not the church that hurt you, but the people. You can't keep focusing on your old pastor. You can't keep focusing on the people that died and left here and gone on to be with the Lord. Well, if my mama was here, my daddy was here, or my grandmother was here, it would be like this. You can't focus on that stuff. You got to focus on things that are above. I hope I'm helping you on today. I hope I am. So many times we get caught up on, woe is me. Woe is me. So we send our own self into a state of depression. We got to get focused. Colossians 3, 1 through 3 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections. Get real comfortable with it. Get intimate with it. Set your affection. I know a lot of times our affections are not the things of God, but our affections are of the things of this world. And our family, and the people that really don't care. If you fall today, they're going to laugh. We set your affection, set your heart, your mind, your emotions on things that are of God, on the things that you desire. If you see the home that you desire, press for it. If you see the car that you want to drive, press. If you see a ministry, something in someone else's ministry, you're not covenanted, but you will see something in somebody else's ministry. You say, oh, God, I think I like, I want to do that. Press towards that thing. The thing of helping folk, the thing that's going to better you, press towards that. Set your affections on that. I'm almost finished. Now I'm going to tell you what they tell me when they tell me I'm not coming to your pity party, Beverly Joseph. I'm not coming over there and hold you. I'm not coming over there and make this all right. I'm not coming over there and make it seem like, you know, that, you know, I ain't rubbing your back. You didn't graduate from milk. You're no longer on baby food. You're eating steak now. So now this is what I need you to do, is get to work. For I can do, Philippians 4 and 13 says, for I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. What can you do? All things through Christ that strengthens me. We got to get on the move. We have to get to work. We have to say, God, help me, push me. Get around some folk that you could trust. Get some accountability partners that you can trust to push you when you get tired, to push you when you get down, to push you when you get sad, to push you when you've fallen in that state of fear, in that state of depression, in that procrastination. Get around some folk that could help you make it to the next level. Get around some folk. You can't be around broke folk expecting to ever become wealthy, because broke folk got a broke set mind. Broke folk got a mindset that I'm gonna always be broke, and they comfortable with that. They comfortable with it. You got to change your friends. You got to change your surroundings. If you got to be by yourself for the next season in your life, you got to change your mindset. You got to change your friend list. You got to change your phone number. You can't answer the phone every time somebody calls that you know calling with negativity, that's calling with things that's not going to push you forward. Change your mindset. For I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And finally, this is what I love to leave with the people. This is what I love to leave with the people. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, dwell on these things. We got to think on what's true. Was I all of that they say I was? Yeah, but who cares? But today I'm this. So I got to think on what's true for me today. Let them worry about the past, because the past can't get me into my future. The present is going I'm learning what my future is, so I can't let my past dictate my present, so I can't make it to my future. Whatsoever is honorable. We got to become honorable in these days. We got to say what we're going to say and mean what we're going to mean and do what we say we're going to do. Whatsoever is honorable. Whatsoever is right. Whatsoever is right. Whatsoever is pure. We got to clear our hearts so we can be right, so we can be honorable. We got to walk around in a pure state of mind, pure heart, pure mindset. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely. Then it tells us whatsoever things of a good report. You know what your report is. If they talking about what your report is, okay, whatever. Whatsoever things of a good report. Then it tells us if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Change your mindset, ladies and gentlemen. Change your mindset to think on positive things. Change your mindset. Don't be the trash can that people want you to be. Don't be the call that everybody makes where they could tell everybody business. When people call you with foolishness, just start praying. They'll stop calling you, I promise. When people call you with negativity, just start praying. I promise you they'll stop calling you. When people call you to talk about other people's churches and other people's things, always have something good to say. So when the message get back that you said it, that it won't, the only thing you could say was, God knows. Stop chasing lies. Stop worrying about it. Think of the good report. Think of what's true. Think of what's pure. Think of what's lovely, because the rest of that stuff really don't matter. It's about what God wants you to do. Get to work. Get to moving. Get to a place in your mind where people, that you don't really concern yourself about what people think. You're only concerned about what God is pleased with in your life. That's what's important. God, are you pleased with in my life? God, is there anything I need to change about me? God, is there anything that's not like you that I need to be better in? God, is there anything that I'm doing wrong? Did I say something wrong? Did I appear to be mean? Those are the things that you need to be more concerned about, is making sure what you're doing is all right with God. Because if you're wrong, God gonna convict your heart. God is gonna tell you that was a bit too strong. That was a bit too much. So look, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't come here to hold you long, and I'm really not a long-winded preacher. That's Beverly saying that. Pastor BJ is saying that. Most people say that I am, but I'm really not. So I just came to encourage you on this morning that in 2022, we got to change our mindset. We can't be the old people and expect new results. Oh, that's good to me. We cannot expect the old mindset and expect new results. Our results come from how we operate today. Our results come from thinking on those things that are above. our mindset is, I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My mindset is, we're going to think on what's true, what's lovely, what's of a good report, what's honorable. That's our mindset. Thank you so much. God bless you. I am Pastor Beverly Joseph from the HD Center, Holiness and Deliverance Center, by way of Lady Beverly Joseph Ministries and HD Enterprises. Apostle Peter Joseph is my apostle. And I just thank God that I am here with you all today. I can be reached on all social media sites. I'm also getting ready for my women's conference, April 29th and 30th at 14814 Lee Road. You can go on Eventbrite, look up Lady Beverly Joseph, Unveiling the Mask. I'm looking for vendors. I'm looking for those that want to be in the souvenir booklet. You could contact me through Facebook. You could get with Pastor Douglas. She will contact me. I love you. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to change your mindset. Don't allow people to tell you who you are. Know who you are in God. God bless you, and I love you. Have a great day.
Amen. What a word, what a word, what a word. Get around people that will push you and change your mindset. That was the main thing that I worked on. And I tell people all the time, stop being so available to people that you don't need to be available to. No is a good word. This word was good. If you guys didn't hear it, you can go back into the replay on Pastor Joseph's Facebook page or mine or Warwick Gospel Connection. Woman of God, thank you so much for coming on and delivering that word. You have to change your mindset. This is 2022. What you did then does not matter what you're doing now. Leave the past in the past and focus on your future. Thank you so much again for coming on. If you guys want to get in contact with Pastor Joseph, please feel free to contact her. If you didn't hear the information, let me know, and I would definitely connect you guys with her. Also, do not forget to come out to her conference. I believe it's next month. I will be in the building to support. I'm honored for the divine connection that God did. It wasn't us. All because of him and what he decided at the appointed time. Remember, rebuild your mind, the woman of God said. Rebuild your mindset. Focus. Seek God and ask him what you need to do. Stop going to other people. Seek God and ask him. He's the only one that can send you in the right direction. Again, Pastor Joseph, I'm honored to have you on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you for the accepting without a hesitation. And I'm sure you know what I've been going through with trying to get people to get on here that's truly supposed to be anointed. Let me rephrase that. I have to be careful of my words when they say they love God, but they love themselves more than God.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
But thank you again. May you have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that I'm going to call away just like I know you are, too.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Thinking
Good morning. Good morning again. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, we still have the blessed all if you need it. You can text me at 832-516-7646. 832, I'm sorry, 519-7646. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. This is a no judgment zone. We cannot judge you, but we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you don't know how, go to Jesus. If you don't know what to do, go to Jesus. You can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628, but you can always reach us at 832-519-7646. Apostle and I are here. The women and men of God that come on here are here to encourage you. Don't nobody care about what you did last night nor this morning. That's between you and God. But we are here to push you where you need to be. Focus on that. Like we say all the time, take that step and let God do the rest. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Love you to life.